the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Allahumma inni ataqarrabu ilayka bidhikrak وَأَسْتَشْفِعُ بِكَ إِلَى نَفْسِكَ وَأَسْأَلُكَ بِجُودِكَ أَنْ تُدْنِيَنِي مِنْ قُرْبِكَ وَأَنْ تُوزِعَنِي شُكْرَكَ وَأَنْ تُلْهِمَنِي ذِكْرَكَ. As you have been previously with us, dear listeners, the part under discussion was this phrase of Imam Ali alayhi salam in this supplication. وَأَسْأَلُكَ بِجُودِكَ أَن تُدْنِيَنِي مِنْ قُرْبِكَ. And I ask you through your munificence to bring me nearer to your mercy. وَأَن تُوزِعَنِي شُكْرَكَ وَأَن تُلْهِمَنِي ذِكْرَكَ. And to bless me with gratitude to you and to inspire me with your remembrance. As we said in the previous program, the commander of the believers is asking through Almighty Allah's munificence three positions. Positions of nearness, gratitude, and remembrance. And since Imam Ali alayhi salam knows the extent of munificence and mercy of the Almighty Allah, and knows that reaching and obtaining these positions is not possible but only through Almighty Allah's benevolence and His mercy, he is telling us, the supplicants, should ask His munificence and mercy so that these attributes of Allah would be apprehended in our lives. And as a result, it would enable us to reach the heavenly positions. Now, in the previous program, we had a quick look at one part of Arafah's application. In order to understand just a small aspect of His munificence and His mercy. Now, I think it is worthy as well to review some parts of Abu Hamza Thumali's supplication, which was the prayer of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam on Ramadan nights. It helps get a bit of Almighty Allah's munificence, I hope. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, in this supplication, in one part, says, Sayyidi, أَنَا الصَّغِيرُ الَّذِي رَبَّيْتَهُ. O my master, I am the little that you have brought up. وَأَنَا الْجَاهِلُ الَّذِي عَلَّمْتَهُ. And I am the ignorant that you have taught. وَأَنَا الضَّالُّ الَّذِي هَدَيْتَهُ. I am the straying that you have guided. وَأَنَا الْوَضِيعُ الَّذِي رَفَعْتَهُ. I am the humble that you have given rise.
Oh Allah, I seek to draw myself nearer to you through your invocation, and I pray to you to intercede on my behalf, and I beg you by your benevolence to draw me nearer to you and grant thankfulness towards you and inspire me to remember and to invoke you. Oh Allah, I ask you begging submissively, humbly and awe-strickenly, to treat me with clemency and mercy, and to make me pleased and content with what you have granted me, and cause me to be modest and unassuming in all circumstances. Oh Allah, I beg as one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his knees to you and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. Oh Allah, great is your kingdom and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. Oh Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues.
أنا الخائف الذي آمنته. I am the afraid that you have given security. أنا الجائع الذي أشبعته. I am the hungry that you have satiated. والعطشان الذي أرويته. I am the thirsty that you have watered. والعار الذي كسوته. I am the naked that you have dressed. والفقير الذي أغنيته. I am the poor that you have given affluence. والضعيف الذي قويته. I am the weak that you have given strength. والذليل الذي أعززته. I am the lowly that you have given mighty. والسقيم الذي شفيته. I am the ill that you have cured. والسائل الذي أعطيته. I am the beggar that you have donated. والمذنب الذي سترته. I am the sinner that you have covered. والخاطئ الذي أقلته. I am the guilty that you have excused. وأنا القليل الذي كثرته. I am valueless, but you have evaluated. والمستضعف الذي نصرته. And I am the helpless that you have helped. وأنا الطريد الذي أويته. And I am the expelled that you have bordered. A devotee servant can reach Almighty Allah's nearness by resorting to His munificence and mercy. And all these sentences, all these phrases in these two parts of the supplications, and as well as all of our other supplications, are teaching us how to ask the Almighty Allah to be granted. From what point of view we should have look at our belongings. The interesting thing is that when Imam alayhi salam says, أَنَا السَّائِلُ الَّذِي أَعْطَيْتَ, I am the beggar that you have donated, the least that the Almighty Allah has given His servants is that He has enabled them, He has let them to talk to Him, He has let them to have supplications. And this is one thing that has not missed in the supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. Brothers and sisters, there is more to be discussed regarding these positions, and inshallah we'll do so in the next programs. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
To you throughout my life, yeah, Allah. be with you.